Well, we've arrived at some sort of paradise that required four-wheel drive to get here, even though it's only a couple of kilometres off the Great North Road. I don't know if I'm going to be able to describe the scene to you, but you can hear the insects buzzing in the background, I guess. We're sat on a sort of patio with a pool in front of us, looking out over flat agricultural land, virtually as far as you can see, which has got, well, it's highly productive. There's vegetables growing, and then there are these big round irrigation systems that they use in the desert to irrigate. So you've got round plots of, I guess, wheat or something like that. We're waiting for our friends, Dutch and Barbara. This is their farm. On our way to their house, which is where we're sitting at the moment, we took a wrong turn and went into the village. I mean, it's like a whole community. The village has a preschool and a school, and it's the Barbara Collinson School, so obviously they fund that. People are making bricks and building new houses. The houses are traditional houses, but they're painted, and they've even got decorations on them. And there are lots of smiling faces and people running about, obviously with quite a lot of energy, which is fantastic. Bit like a hobbit's house. It's quite large, but there isn't a single right angle in the whole place. It's thatched with the roof coming right down to within a few feet of the floor, providing a sort of an overhanging walkway, which is actually probably not tall enough to walk round, but obviously keeps the whole thing really cool and gives a really nice effect. I can remember when we were in Impica, Dutch was really into the appropriate technology building side of things, and obviously he's put all of that into practice here.